Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. I am going to be in the Psalms today. So if you go to pretty much the middle of the Scriptures, you will find the Psalms. And we will be in Psalm 69 through 71. I will read through these Psalms, take devotional pauses, make an application at the end, and then close in prayer. And I encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for these psalms that can be so encouraging and challenging. As we hear of the psalmist, typically of David, just giving his emotion to you about a variety of things. Help me to understand you better after this reading and to be able to relate to you more fully. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I've come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause. Those who seek to destroy me. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you. Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. God of Israel, may those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my own mother's children. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor. In your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depth swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me from because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and ashamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fiery anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell there. That's the end of Psalm 69. He is thinking about how difficult life is for him sometime, especially since his family has turned against him. You can read about that in the Old Testament and the details of his life and what happened to him. He's talking about the emotion of feeling overwhelmed, but he's coming to God. He's asking God to take care of him. He's asking God to protect him. He's asking God to take care of his enemies. And he's focusing on his worship of God. Psalm 70. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. For those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. Pretty short psalm, 5 verses. Pretty short and to the point. The title of it says, for the director of music of David, a petition. Just asking God for his help. Wanting to seek God. Wanting to lift God up. But he needs God's help right now. He says, please come quickly. You are my deliverer. Don't delay. Psalm 71. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are cruel and evil. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens, you who have done great things. Who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. That's the end of Psalm 71 and the end of our reading for today. David, of course, going through a variety of things as king and then having his family turn against him, even before he was king, having the other king turn against him, many times running for his life, calling out to God for deliverance. But what I take away from these psalms this morning, from this reading, for personal application, is that it always comes back to the character of God. Regardless of what's going on in David's life, regardless of what's going on in my life, how I feel about what's happening to me, if I focus on the character of God, his faithfulness, his acts of deliverance, that he is there, that it's okay. He will deliver me. He will do what is best for me, what's best for his glory in his time. How do you relate to these psalms this morning, today? How do you apply these in your relationship with God? Father, I want to thank you for your word. Lord, I just love the psalms. And although I don't have the same circumstances that David had, Father, I certainly have circumstances where I'm frustrated, where I feel as though I have enemies, where I feel in despair, where I cry out for your deliverance. But Lord, I want to focus mostly on your character, that regardless of what's happening in my world, I can rely on you because you are a faithful God. You are God of salvation. You are the God that delivers. You are the God that does everything right every time for the right purpose, for the right reason. So I trust in you today, Father, with whatever may be taking place in my life. I focus on who you are today. And I pray through doing that, I will honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.